You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're all breaking.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:10 PM with Dave Kellner and Mick Norton in the studio. It's two National Hunt meetings, one from Uttoxeter and one from Warwick, providing that Warwick passed their inspection, and all of the racing on the poly track at Lingfield Park. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Ollie Pimlott. How are you all?
Very good fun, thank you Mark. Good to see you buddy.
Yeah, good to see you.
You look like you've had a nice Christmas period. Wintered well.
Thanks. What are you saying?
I feel the same, mate. Yeah. So fat. So fat.
Right,
I'm looking forward to this period to end. January the 2nd, we're back to it. We're back in the gym.
Yeah. I actually went to the gym. What day were we? I don't even know what day it is anymore. A couple of days before Christmas, and I was thinking, I'm going to stay in the gym over Christmas.
And it's not happened.
But the gym was closed, so yeah. I couldn't.
Same. Yeah. That's the excuse I've got. It's just not been open.
Yeah. And I've been too busy working, of course,
oh,
as well.
Yeah. Such a graft. You know, like Dave Kellner, he just, you know, all those kids Dave has, you know, like family man and all that.
Yeah.
He took Christmas off.
All zero.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't get the staff. He's in the studio tomorrow, so if you're tuning in, give him some stick via email, studio@williamhill.co.uk. We've seen some good racing over Christmas, all, and it continued into this week. Just looking back at the action at Leopardstown on Tuesday, because we saw Nicholas Canyon win the Ryanair hurdle. He was made to work hard by Identity Thief, though, and whilst William Mullins says he was impressed with his battling attitude, our traders weren't very impressed because he's 11-2 second favourite, and all that's happened is we've shortened up 14 to 4-6.
Yeah, and with that, Tip Fire getting beat as well over the Christmas period. It looks a one-horse race, the Champion Hill. I think other firms went as short as 1-2, about 14 for the Champion, and they pushed Nicholas Canyon out to around 7. I think we've still kept him at 11-2. It was a good performance. He didn't win like a 2-5 shot should. Excellent ride from Ruby Walsh, as ever. And as you say, he did show some great battling qualities. He showed that last season, didn't he? I didn't think he jumped quite as well as he can do, but he was very testing going, had a headwind. I think he won despite not being quite at his best, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I still think he rates the biggest danger to Forheen in the Champion Hurdle. But I think in Nicholas Canyon in time, his best trip might be over a little bit further.
Yeah, he's won over 2.5.
He's won over 2.5. Yeah. Yeah, 2-mile 1 at Cheltenham, a strongly run race in the Champion Hurdle will suit him. But I think over time he may well end up being a world hurdle horse because he was a strong stayer on the flat. He's now won 6 grade ones, which is incredible stuff. He's won 4, of course, last season, 2 this year. It might well have been that Forheen was just a little bit short on his debut where he's beaten in that Ryanair, in the Morgiana hurdle at Punchestown last month. He might well have been a little bit short of fitness because he showed himself right back to his very best, didn't he, at Kempton.
They say something like he was 33 kilos lighter or something.
Yeah, I mean, that is a huge, huge amount.
Mm.
So he obviously needed the run. We saw it with Vautour. He wasn't that impressive at Ascot, but my word, was he impressive in the King George.
Yeah.
So William Mullins clearly not getting stuck into his horse's first time. He improved massively for that. You couldn't back Forheen at 4-6, could you? Because it's a long way away, March.
Yeah, exactly.
And, we've already seen him being beat this season. But you look at the rest of his rivals. Identity Thief, much improved again this season. Of course, he won the Fighting Fifth, but we didn't think that form stood up. Top Notch had ran the week before,
yep.
And Irving had bombed out in the race. So how strong a form that was questionable. But I think he's just a massively improved horse for Henry de Bromhead. He's a fourth favourite now at 12-1. Peace and Co. Again, there's question marks about him. Of course, won the Triumph Hurdle last year, but bombed out, having proved far too keen at Cheltenham. My Tentor Yours, we've still not seen him this season. Then you've got the likes of the new one, Top Notch, Hargem, Irving, Old Guard, and All Yours. Old Guard's been beaten, Irving's been beaten. Hargem was a good 4-year-old, but doesn't look to have trained on very much. Top Notch, as we say, was second in that Fighting Fifth, but the 4-year-olds haven't done very well this year from the Triumph Hurdle. We've seen them all beat Peace and Co, Hargem, and of course Irving. So it doesn't look the strongest of Champion Hurdles on favour. You can see why it's 4-6 for him, but this time of year, we're not into January yet, he's 4-6 is a little bit too short, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't really want to be taking odds on, because like you said, they've got to actually get to the race course. But Is Nicholas Canyon the obvious each way angle here? Quarter of the odds, 1-2-3, 11-2.
I think he is. Yeah. Obviously, he was beaten at the festival last year, but things didn't quite pan out as Ruby Walsh would have liked last season. He's the class horse in the race. We've seen, you know, he's got all the fighting qualities available. I actually think Identity Thief is the better value at 12-1 now.
Right.
I know he was beaten by Nicholas Canyon at the weekend, but there could well be a little bit more of improvement in him. Henry de Bromhead certainly not bottomed him. He might well be the value at 12-1, could run into a place, but we're a long way off there. I'd much rather back Identity Thief, knowing his well-being, than Peace and Co. at the same price.
Okay. Another one of the big races in Leopardstown the other day was the Neville Hotels Novice Chaser Grade 1, won by No More Heroes. He was 4-9. He was very impressive. And on the back of that performance, he's now favourite for the RSA at 7-2 with us. Were you as impressed as everyone else?
Now, this does look a good bet to me in terms of anti-post for the festival.
Hmm.
He's obviously got entries in the JLT Novice Chase and the National Hunt Novice Chase, and Jamie Codd, I think, would be begging Gordon Elliott to run in that, because he wouldn't come off the bridle, would he?
No.
They were thinking of going down the same route with Don Polly last season. Obviously, they didn't.
Yeah.
And Don Polly won the race. Jiggins had an excellent history of winning the RSA Chase, but I've never seen a novice jump like him. It reminded me of Vettore at Cheltenham in the JLT last year. He jumped from fence to fence. Brian Cooper never had a moment's worry. Should have won at the festival last year, arguably No More Heroes, where he finished a very unlucky third. I think he rates an excellent bet for the RSA Chase. I'm 99% sure they'll go down that route. And at 7-2, again, I think we're about best industry price. I think he rates a great bet, because he could not have been any more impressive. You'd argue he's beaten Rule the World and Monksland was a little bit disappointing, but even so, on his two starts prior to that, he was ultra, ultra impressive. One of the most exciting novices to go chasing this season, certainly. No More Heroes. I think he ranks an excellent bet at 7-2, because I think Patrick Mullins is hoping Pont Alexandra goes down the 4-miler route, which is another one trained by Willie Mullins. There's a lot in there which could go a lot of different ways. The likes of Tifa 2, Black Hercules, etc. Martello Tallo being another one. So there's a lot of horses in there where you've question marks about where they'll go. He's mentioned fleetingly the JLT and the National Hunt Chase, but I'm 99% certain they'll go for the RSA.
Yeah, should go for the RSA anyway, in my opinion. 7-2 favourite then, No More Heroes. And just one other result I want to look back at from Tuesday as well, and that was in the Shallow Novices Hurdle. Bartus Hill only had two horses to beat, but boy, did he beat them.
He beat them so well. A mile from home, he thought, what's going on here? But he just ran so green out in front, idling. He needed a little bit of company. He demolished two decent horses in Politologue and Label de Zorbo. He absolutely demolished them, as you say. 12 lengths, further three-quarter lengths back to the third. We don't know quite how good this horse is. Still unbeaten. The form of his wins as well have worked out so well, Mark. The winners coming out of the bumpers from last season, they just keep winning and winning.
Yeah.
He's 5-1 for the Albert Bartlett, which I think Ben Pauling, of course, this was his first Grade 1 win, has muted as his next destination, which I think is another fairly handy price, because you've got a number of Willie Mullins horses in there who we don't know where they're going to go. Bells Hill, York Hill and Long Dog.
Yeah.
All three of those horses are questionable where they're going to turn up. Whereas for Bartus Hill, I know they're going to give him an entry in the Neptune as well, aren't they? I think he's twice the price of that. Could well be around about 16-1, I think, for the Neptune Investment Novices Hurdle. But I think they'll stick to the Albert Bartlett route.
Yeah, he's 14-1.
So yeah, they just clipped him in a couple of prices this morning. Mm. But Bartus Hill, I think he's a solid favourite for the Albert Bartlett, because once again, I'd be 99% sure they're going to go down that route. And of his rivals, there's big question marks about whether they're going to turn up in the race.
Yep. So some interesting Cheltenham clues then over the last few days. Just one more horse I want to mention, which will not be turning up at Cheltenham, but Lara Estrella finally breaks the all-weather record. He deserves it, doesn't he?
And he didn't look likely to do it, Mark.
No.
He was off the bridle a long way from home under Tom Queeley, and he just sort of clicked into fifth gear as he does. And it'll be interesting to see if they run him again, because the way he won yesterday, he won off a career low mark, near enough. The handicapper can't do too much with him. Hopefully not, and as long as he got home safe and sound, we know he's a very fragile horse. It'd be nice to see him get another win under his belt, because it's very hard to rack up that many wins, even at the low grade company he's done it in, and he's one clear of Stangard now. But it'd be nice to see him get another another win under his belt before a happy retirement looms.
Yeah, 27 not out at the moment for Lara Estrella. Let's leave that there anyway. Let's get stuck into Thursday's action, because we're not too far away from another day of action, and we'll get Ollie's thoughts in four races on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we're going to look at four races on Thursday, New Year's Eve. Two of them at Uttoxeter, one of them at Warwick, providing that the meeting goes ahead, and one at Lingfield. So we'll go through them in time order. The 120 at Uttoxeter is where we start. This is a Class 4 handicap hurdle over 2 miles. Well, it's almost 2.5 miles. A field of 8 for this one. Ollie, who do you like in there?
It's quite a good little handicap hurdle, this. The ones to mention are That's My Rabbit, Tom Kevy, and Whit Sundays. I think That's My Rabbit, the top weight for Jim Beston. Jamie Moore was a Kilbeggan bumper winner last summer. He's gone the right way of the hurdle. He's another good second over this trip at Plumpton last time. He should go well again, but given the conditions at Uttoxeter tomorrow, it'd be absolutely bottomless. You'd have to worry that he's got a burden 11 stone 12 around there. But Jim Best's horses are in pretty decent form at the minute. And Tom Kevy is another one worth mentioning for Becky Menzies and Tony Kelly, who takes three off. He was winning hurdler chaser in France. Didn't show a great deal for his yard on debut, but was fourth at Carlisle on his second start in November. The handicapper has given him a chance on his best of the French form. He was engaged today at Haydock, but he doesn't go there. He runs here at Uttoxeter, and given he's a French bred by Cal Cavey, he is going to have no problem whatsoever going on the ground. But the one for me is the horse going handicapping for the first time, and that's Whit Sundays. It was a little bit disappointing on his first two starts at the yard over hurdles, but you can presume he was maybe a little bit fitter on his then when he reappeared this year, when he showed improved form to get off the mark at Sedgefield this month. The form of that race has worked out pretty well since. Will Kennedy takes a ride for Donald McCain. So handicap debutant Whit Sundays had 27 days in between that win at Sedgefield. The handicapper has not overly burdened him with a mark of 110. Got 11 stone 7 here. I think he is the one to be with. So Whit Sundays will be the selection in the 120 at Uttoxeter.
Whitson Days then for Ollie in the 120. I've just noticed as well there's a precautionary inspection at Uttoxeter at 8 a.m. as also keep an eye on that one. We head to Warwick next for their 140. This one is a Novices Limited Handicap Chase, a 2.5 mile Class 4 event, and a field of 9 here, Ollie. It's going to be testing stuff no matter what. So who do you side with to plough through the mud at Warwick?
Yeah, very testing stuff, and it's probably going to go around about 4-1 bar for this race. So it's put a pin in it job, especially on this ground. Alberto's Dream is the bottom weight for Tom Simmons and James Davies, who's enjoying a very good season indeed. He's got a very good relationship with Tom Simmons, a good strike weight for when he rides with the yard. Had a good deal off the track, this horse, 315 days since his last run. We last saw him finishing second of six at Huntington behind the Darling Boy. He's beaten two lengths on that day, and the Darling Boy currently has a mark of 112. Here, the Simmons horse reopposes off a mark of 99, so that form has worked out relatively well. You'd argue if he's fit enough on that debut after that long absence of 315 days, then Alberto's Dream should certainly be in with a chance to bottom weight for Tom Simmons and James Davies. But the one I'm going to go is actually the top weight here, always on the run for Tom George and Wayne Hutchison, another one of the Rooney horses who's changed stables from Donald McCain to Tom George. We've seen a number of these horses go on and improve from their form for the change of stable. He raced off the same mark of 120 as he did for Donald McCain on his last start. That was a 12-length defeat behind Classic Palace of the Irish raider James Lamb. The form of that has not particularly worked out particularly well. Third, fourth and fifth on his last three starts. But if you go back to his second behind Apples and Pears, that has worked out a little bit better at Worcester. We've only seen him once, but he's rated pretty highly by Dan Skelton, and prior to that he had won a maiden hurdle pretty convincingly from Setlist, a horse of Emma Lavelle's, who's now rated 124. So that's fairly decent form that he brought to the table. His form just tailed off on his last two runs for Donald McCain. Admittedly, he did finish second hooded, but he didn't quite live up to his reputation in the form of that run behind Apples and Pears and always on the runs win at Worcester in that maiden hurdle. So he didn't quite train on for Donald McCain. We've seen a number of these horses in the Paul and Claire Rooney colours improve for the change of stable. He runs off the same mark as he did for Donald on his last start, and he can't be ignored, the top weight here. So the selection in the 140 at Warwick is always on the run for Tom George and Wayne Hutchinson.
always on the run then in the 140 at Warwick. Back to Toxeter we go next for their 220. This one is a Class 4 Novices Limited Handicap Chase. Seven of them in the lineup here, all. And I suppose we should start with Joaquin Sauvage, previous course and distance winner. Not many of the others arrive here in very good form, and a decent run-up last time.
Yeah, I know that's your favourite aftershave, Sauvage, isn't it?
It is.
Mark. Dual hurdles winner last term, matched that form, certainly when second in the handicap chase at Lingfield on heavy ground last time. So no problem going on the ground. There's a really good record here. You'd have to think the Honeyball runner here, Rokon Sauvage, is the one to beat. Got the excellent David Noonan on board, who claims five now, of course, conditional, having been amateur. And you have to say, ran right up to a best when it was only a second start over fences and taken to get off the mark in this discipline. So there's a couple that could defeat the probable favourite Rokon Sauvage, then it's probably Frosty Steel. This is his first run handicapping again for Tom George, showed ability in bumpers and over timber, and shaped a little bit better than the bear result when 5th of 13 at Leicester on heavy ground last time. So he's an interesting contender on chase handicap debut. If you look at the stats for handicap debutants in chases, then you'd have a pretty decent level stakes profit. So Tom George's horses are in good form. He might be one to put it up to the favourite, Rokon Sauvage. But David Noonan has a very, very good strike rate for Anthony Honeyball. He's been used sparingly now that he's gone conditional, so he's only taking rides where they've got a pretty decent chance, and this certainly has to. He probably will go off a shade of odds on. As I say, it was a dual hurdles winner last term. Certainly matched that form when second in a handicap chase on its debut offences at Lingfield last time. That was on heavy, so no problem whatsoever with it going on the ground. This is probably one of the better bets of the card. Rokon Sauvage in the 220 at Uttoxeter.
And the final race we look at is the 3:30 at Lingfield Park. We're on the all-weather here for this mile handicap, and 11 of them to go to post for this one all. And we'll start here this time with Justice First, who arrives here in winning form.
Yeah, Justice First did show a real good turn of foot when recording his latest success at Chelmsford. That was a fortnight ago. And he does hold solid follow-up claims, having only been put up £3 higher. However, Mark, I am not going to go with that one. I'm going to take a chance on 3-1 here. He was a winner at Wolverhampton in September for Jeremy Nasida and Rab Havlin. He was 7th of 10 on handicap debut at Chelmsford. That was 82 days ago, but ran as if something was amiss that day. He's only second running handicap company. He'd looked once to follow, certainly at Wolverhampton, on his maiden winning back in September. And one at a price, certainly for me in this race, is 3-1. Certainly the favourite, Justice First, is going to take some beating, but my selection in the 3:30 at Lingfield is 3-1 for Rab Havlin and Jeremy Nasida.
All right, maybe a better value there than in 3-1 in the 3:30. Let's just have a little bit of a summary, Ollie, if you'll spin us through your selections for Thursday one more time.
In the 1:20 at Uttoxeter, my selection is Wit Sundays for Will Kennedy and Donald McKay. The 1:40 at Warwick, my selection is Always on the Run for Tom George and Wayne Hutchinson. The 2:20 at Uttoxeter, my selection is Rokon Sauvage. And in the 3:30 at Lingfield, my selection is 3-1 each way for Jeremy Nasida and Rab Havlin.
Superb, good work all. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday.
You enjoy the gym, Mark.
Thanks, mate. There you go, the thoughts of Ollie Pimlott on Thursday's action. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:10 PM with Dave Kellner and Mick Norton in the studio. It's Uttoxeter and Warwick over the obstacles, providing they both pass 8 AM inspections. And we also have racing on the all-weather at Lingfield as well. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.